Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Lamed, in the middle of Sif Hei. Today is Ayin Tammuz, when I'm dictating this, which is my holy mother's yard site, Imi Morasi, Chana Basmeir Avram, Leah Shalom, and I'm dedicating this share, as I have the entire series of Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Shirim that I've given to both her and to my holy father. May their holy neshamas have an aliyah from all learning. We begin on the very top line, Tzadi Beis Omud Aleph, with the Ramah. And yesterday, we were again talking about the halachos of Dufanos, of the walls of the Sukkah, and we were talking about if you had a significant breach that you could correcting with a Tzuras HaPesach, that would be acceptable in general in the walls. However, the Ramah says, Rak Shlo Yehu HaPesachim Bakironos, that this breach, even though you're connecting with Tzuras HaPesach, cannot be in the corner. Now, we say the word plural, corners, but what we're really referring to over here is in one corner, where you have the two boards that are making a right angle with each other. So there, they must be halachically attached to each other. We'll see that also includes lavud in this halachic attachment, but it can't be through a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what the Ramah is telling us. They have to physically be connected like the letter gamma, which is really like a dalid, or like the letter L. And this is brought down in the Ran. So let's see inside in both the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, and we'll also look at an aspect of the Ber Hetev. Now, Mishnah Brura tells us over here in Siv Katan Chaf Dalet, and he says, Hainu, what this means that it can't be in the corner, Hainu afilu imasuyos bitzuras ha-pesach. Even if you make a tzuras ha-pesach, you have the two vertical posts and you have a horizontal post above them or a string, the afdil inyan Shabbos, hayde tzuras ha-pesach, hayde kisosu mamush, even though in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of enclosing an area, that would be 100% effective. However, inyan sukkah, chomer yosi, here you have the paradox that it's stricter by sukkah. In some things, it's stricter by Shabbos than sukkah, as we had discussed in yesterday's year, but here, it's stricter by sukkah than by Hilchos Shabbos. But here, the ba'inan shehe shtei dap noseha mechuboros mamish mezobis. Here you need to have the two boards at a right angle to each other in a corner. They have to literally be touching each other, although we'll see in a moment that does not remove the possibility of lavud there. The law is the Tzuras HaPesach, but it cannot be at Tzuras HaPesach. And then Sivkot and Chatei, when the Ramah wrote Bakranos, so the Mishnah Brura points out it really means Bekeren Hayololomar. It's really talking about in a corner, not in corners. The whole Mairi HaMachaber, because the Machaber previously was talking Bedeleka Basuk El Shtei Defono Shlemos. We're going here with two right angle walls. That's what we're referring to. Deleka El Keren Achas. There's only one corner in that situation. Now, in the Sharet Zion, Oschot Beis, he brings down this in the name of the Levush Srod as his understanding of the Magen Avraham. However, if you look in the Ber Hetev, Os Hei, his understanding, based upon the Magen Avraham, is that it's talking about Pirush B'chol HaKronos. In all of the corners, you can have a Tzuras HaPesach. However, Avol in Beis Mechitzos B'chubarim Shari, but as long as one corner has two right-angle boards connected, so then that would be acceptable. So that's why he uses the Lashon Kronos according to the Ber Hetev. Finally, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Kem Chisos Tzrichos Leos Mechubarim, so he says, V'im HaPirtso HaYosham B'Pachos Migimel, if the opening between the two right-angle walls to the corner is less than 3 Tvachim, i.e. Lavud, Im HaPirtso HaYosham B'Pachos Migimel Tvachim, then it's Shari, it's good, because they are halachically considered connected, the Mechubarim Mikre Ayidei Lavud. He brings this down in the name of the Prima Godin. And this can be seen further in Deir Shufut number 28, he writes, "Va'avim b'shteya defanos hiniach pas arba tvachim u'mashu berichok pachos mishlosho tvachim me'akeren." And even if you're making up the seven tvachim of the wall via using lavud, v'hiniach b'keren konek kidei lasos v'menu lavud l'shnei tzadim, and you're using lavud on both sides by having a post only in the corner, then 2.9 until the next post, and then you're using lavud on the other side as well to make the seven tvachim, that is acceptable. He brings down in the Bikur Yaakov, Shenech Shavos Hadefanos Kimichubarus. In this situation, it is halachically considered as if it's all shlemos and intact for the seven tochim, and that would be acceptable. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Ubavad, but one other caveat, Shelo Yehe Bohem Pirtso Yiser Al Eser Amos. When we said that you're allowed to go, and as long as you have the seven tochim, the rest of the wall is good, even if there are Pirtsos that are Meruba Al Omid, we said at the end of yesterday's shir, nevertheless, He's saying here, as we did actually point out in yesterday's shir, the breach can't be more than 10 amos. Because if the breach is more than 10 amos, then it's considered a pirtza and not a pesach. It's not a doorway, then it's considered a breach and it's no good. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chabab adds, the oz, afilu omed, meruba aleparts. There, even if you have more board, you have, let's say, 25 feet of board, but then you have 10 amos somewhere in there that are a breach, so then if it's more than 10 amos, so then it is no good. Even though you have more board than you have breach, then it's also because of the chshevis lapirtz of all Pesach, because then it has the halachic status of a breach and not an opening, a Pesach. However, the Mechaber does add, and he says, the im yesh ba tzuras ha-pesach, if over this greater than 10 amma breach, you do make it into a tzuras ha-pesach, then apilu b'yosef yeser, even if it's more than 10 amos, it's good, because that is not considered a breach anymore, that is considered solid wall, as long as it's not in the corner. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Chav Zayin, the Akshav Pesach Mikri, as I just pointed out, now it's called the Pesach, the Ein Shem Pirtzola, it loses its status of being a Pirtza, as long as part of it, and until you have less than 10 amos, is going to have a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, this opinion that we just brought down is the opinion that is first brought down by the Mechaber, but then he brings down the Rambam's opinion. Ula Rambam, when you have a tzuras ha-pesach, if it's more than 10 amos, it's no good. Afilu yesh tzuras ha-pesach, im yesh pirtza yosef yeser psula. If you have more than 10 amos, even though it has a tzuras ha-pesach, the Rambam holds that that's no good. Elo, unless im kein omed meruba aleparts. The only way that would be good with the Tzuras HaPesach is if the Omed, the solid wall, was greater than the Pirtza that has its Tzuras HaPesach. How do we paskin? So if you look in Dershu footnote number 25, he brings down Lahaloch and Simin Shin Samach Beis that one should be machmir, like the opinion of the Rambam, not to use the Tzuras HaPesach if it's more than 10 amos. And he says, why is this so? Because the Smag also agree with the Rambam. It's not a Das Yochid. And he says, you can look over there in Sivkot Nun Ches, additional prote dinim in this subject. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, bottom line, you know what? We don't follow any of these lenient opinions. Hagah, the noagu achshav lasos mechitzos shlemus. He says, the minhag is to try to make complete walls of your sukkah, ki ein hakol bakiyin within mechitzos. As you may have thought, this is quite a difficult simon to know what is considered an acceptable wall or not, with all of these different halachic principles involved. And therefore, he brings out for the kolbo, it is preferable to use mechitzos shlemos, real solid walls, rather than any of these halachic constructs. And he adds, umisha ein lo kidei tzarcho l'mechitzos. If you can't do this, so what should you do? At least, odiv oz lasel sholosh mechitzos shlemos, better have three complete walls without a fourth wall than having four walls that use some of these halachic principles to complete the walls, me'arba she'enu shlemos, rather than using four that aren't complete from a physical point of view and rely upon these halachic constructs. And this is brought down in the name of Ma'aril. Now, if you look in Sivkot and Chav Ches, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Ramah is paskening Rosh Lomer, he's saying, Shalal ayide eitzos shalav v'tzuras ha-pesach. One should not really rely upon these halachic constructs of lavud and tzuras ha-pesach unless there really is no choice. Then he brings down from the Maritz Gius, U'balochus shal Rabbi Yitzchok Gius, that's the Maritz Gius, Ra'isi, Mishnah Berurah says, I saw Shekosav Gamkein, he also holds like this, that the lemitzvah min hamuvchar, the optimal performance of this mitzvah, but inon shiyeh shalosh defanos hasukos stumos mikol ruchosea. You should have at least three complete walls of the sukkah without any kunsin. The loye makom pasuach, and the only opening should be ela makom apesel bovad, only the actual doorway itself, but not to have other breaches. The issue footnote 26 brings down, it's also mashma from the words of the Ramah, that this mitzvah min hamuvchar lasus arba defanos is also the opinion of the Chai Adam. This is also the opinion of the El Yezuta in the name of the Mati Moshe. And this is also the opinion of the Shalah. And all of them say, Noagu lasos arba b'chitzos v'kein nokat b'shon halachos. This is also the opinion of the Shon halachos. Finally, at the end of this footnote, he brings down in the name of the Chazon Ish that he was also makbid shiu b'sukoso arba defonos shlemos. He had four complete walls, lelo chalonos, not even with windows. He didn't want to take any chances. It should be a 100% kosher sukkah with a real physical walls, mechitzos, and not halachic constructs. And there's one last aside over here that's very, very interesting. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Lasos, Mechitzos Shlemos, he says, go look in the Ber Heitev, which we'll look in a second, what's brought down in the end of the Marash. So let's go look over there, and then we'll come back to this Bir Halacha. And if you look on the third line up from the bottom, in the middle of the Ber Heitev, Oz Vav, he brings down for the Maril, Kosav Maril, The Marash, Hayo Mesamen Lemechitzo Sasuka, Kede Liro Seder Abidosan. The Marash would take the boards from the sukkah every year and he would label them. He would say, this is board number one, that's in the northeast corner. This is board number two, that's right to the east of that. This is board number three, that's a little bit more east of that. And he would go and arrange a sukkah to have the boards in the exact same place from year to year. Seder Amidosan would be the same, Shelo Yishana Mishana Lashana. Wouldn't change them around. And he says the proof to this is from the Yerushalmi, which says when they put up the Mishkan, Kimishpato, they did it that they, in a way, the ones that were zocha to be in the north would always be in the north. And therefore, the Marash brings down that that's what you should do with your sukkah as well. Now, continuing the Bir Halach, he says, look at the Bikur Yaakov, Shekosav Shalorah Misha Choshlezeh. He says, this is a unique opinion, and not many of the Achronim were concerned about this. And he even is Mafakbek Al Rayoso Mi Mishkan. He says, the Raya for the Mishkan is no good. Why not? So here, if you look in Dishu footnote number 29, he tells us why not. And he says that the Bikur Yaakov is not choshesh for this. He says, most are not, because he says, in the Mishkan, it made a big difference where you were. Shemaila lekeresh shemunach b'tzad sofon. It's better to be on the north, because that's where there was Kedusha Yaseira b'tzofon, because that's where they were nishchotim, the Kotche Kedoshim. So, and also, that's where the Shulchan was. And therefore, it's holier to be in the north, and that's why a board that's in the north would always want to be in the north, and likewise in the south, because of the Kedusha of the menorah. And he says, however, in regards to a sukkah, what difference does it make whether you're north, south, east, or west? There's no additional kedusha in one slot versus another. And therefore, the Bikur Yaakov says, Ein tam lahakpid al keresh unach b'tzad echad, shalo lanicho b'tzad acher. You don't have to number your boards. You don't have to go and put it always in that same place. He adds further that the Arizal was not makpid. So the Rizal would, let's say, take off the tzitzis from his garment and put them on a new garment. The garment got torn, so he'd put the tzitzis on a new garment. He wasn't makbid to make sure that the tzitzis that were in his front right were in the new garment and the tzitzis in the front right, and the front left were in the front left in the new garment. Even though now the tzitzis that were in the back and now in the front, tzitzis in the front, now in the back. He says, not a maila. What difference does it make which corner the tzitzis are in? So too, what difference does it make which board from your sukkah is in which place? There's no additional kedusha one to the other. Now, previously, in Simon Ches, the Mishnah Berurah himself had said, Shenogu lasos atorah betalis, that the minhag, why you have an atorah in your talis, why you have a crown on your talis, whether it's a gold or silver crown, or whether it's just some sort of fancy lettering, or just something, he says, that's so you shouldn't sometimes wear your talis if you didn't have a crown on it, so then sometimes what was the top would be the bottom, sometimes the bottom would be the top. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one should, in fact, do this. So they shouldn't get switched around. But he writes that Rizal wasn't makbid on this as well. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan says, even though there really is no good raya why you should be makbid on this, he says, the minog mikomokum nochen lasaskein. He says, taka, it's right to be makbid. And the Aruch HaShulchan says many people are in fact makbid to always have the different boards of the sukkah always in the same place. That concludes the beautiful sifei. Now we go to sifah. The Mechaber writes, Noatz arba kundosin. If you put four posts in the ground, bein the emtsagag, bein alsvasagag, and they're going up to the roof, and whether they're going up in the middle of the roof or whether they're going up a little bit more towards where the walls of the roof are, the sichechagab, now you put up kosher eschach on them, so psula, this is no good. Now, why not? Why don't we say that the walls of the ceiling are good osik, which is a halachic principle that we view the edge of the ceiling as if it can come straight down. So we don't do that. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chotes what the problem is, and he says, the legavi Shabbos, even though in regards to Shabbos, l'kuliyama amrinan good osik mechitzos. So we do say that you look at the lip of the ceiling and you do imagine that it rises up. That's called good osik mechitzasa. You have good ochis, means that it comes down. Good osik means it goes up. Legabe sukkah, however, svirulam, we hold that in fact the ba'inon mechitzos mamish. You have to have real mechitzos. And in Dishafut number 30 brings down for Lavush. Why? And he says, by sukkah it says, teshvu ka'ein taduru. And he says, ba'ein diru below mechitzos. You have to live in it like you live in your house. And nobody lives in a halachically constructed house that isn't physical walls. So therefore, we don't apply this principle in regards to a sukkah. Mechaber continues and then he writes, however, v'yesh machshirin, there are those that say it is acceptable, b'no'atz al svasagak. If you do it at the end, as opposed to in the middle, then you can rely upon the walls of the ceiling. Mishum damrinun good osik mechitz osik. Because here we do apply the principle of good osik. Now, what's the difference between the middle and the end? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivuk Katan Lamed, Pirush, Kilu Svas Kosel Abayis Mala Etz Mechitzotzel Lamala. Because the wall of the house allows the Mechitzos to be considered extended upwards. Variyesh Lahasukkah Mechitzos. And therefore the Sukkah has in fact a Mechitzah. But this is only true, he says, V'dapka Kishagag Eno Bolet Min Abayis Lachutz. That's if the roof doesn't extend out further beyond the house. If it does project out further, then you can't say this idea of good ochis or good osik. I feel like gabi Shabbos lower mean a good osik. You don't apply this principle of good osik. Now, the issue footnote number 31 explains what exactly is this good osik. So he says from the Chidushe Rav Chaim Halevi on the Rambam, shenech shav ki'ilu etzem hamachitzos olos lamala. It's as if it goes up towards the sky. Meidach, on the other hand, the Chazonish says, She'ein ha'kavona she'mechitzos olos the godros es shmalein. It's not that it goes up or down. Elo she'etzem ha'dobar, we view it, she'adafanos godros b'mekomum es ha'mokum rishus harabim. It separates it from the rishus harabim. And even if it's going further up, it's still separated on the bottom. And therefore, the area on top is also considered as if it is, in fact, separated. Shari Avhu Mufrod Mirishus Rabbim, because it in fact is separated because of the mechitzah at the bottom. Then he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis Shei Shomim Sha'av Kishedofan Einam Magil Eschach. Even if the wall doesn't reach the schach, Ef Shalomar Aleh Din Dofen Akuma. We could also apply the principle of Dofen Akuma, a slanted wall, which we'll learn about in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis. And he says Machma Shemokum Avi Nechshav Kidofen. The airspace is considered to be a certain extent like a dofen itself. They didn't good osik, based upon this principle of good osik. Again, we'll wait till we get to Tofer Islamic base to understand that further. Finally, Dershu foot number 32 brings down, the Magag Bolet Rak Ma'at Mikaneged Mechitzos. If it extends out a little bit more than the Mechitzos, so how much is a little bit more? So the Bir Halacha says that in regards to Rishus HaYochid, according to the Magen Avraham, in the name of Tosos, Ev Shalomar, good osik, kol she'eno bolet arba tvachim, as long as it's within four tvachim. However, he says, Mistimas haposkim, from the fact that nobody else says that, he says, Afilu embolet mashu, ain't over good osik. Even if it sticks out a little bit, you don't say good osik. The Chazinish has a little bit of a more lenient shita, not much. He writes, a tefach, up to a tefach, or maybe a kopon mechatzi tefach, half a tefach, that's acceptable. But more than that, it would be a concern. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, he tells us, Vidavka kishu al svasagag mamish. According to this more lenient opinion, it's only if it's literally up against the wall of the roof, right next to where the roof and the wall meet. If it's further away, even if it's within, quote, lovud distance, within three tvachim, lomrin lovud. In this situation, we don't apply lovud and good, lukuliyama. You can't apply both of these halachic constructs at the same time. And we paskin like the first opinion, the stricter opinion, the b'chol gabnei, under all circumstances, lo aminin legabi sukkah, good osik. We don't apply this principle of good osik in regards to a sukkah. This is a good break point. Again, I want to say that we learned today's shir li'ilei nishmas, my mother, Imi Morasi, Aleha Shalom, Chana Bas Meir Avram. In her zechus, we have all of the Dershu Mishnah Berurah lectures that I've given till now, b'ezus Hashem. Her zechusim should continue to allow me to go and finish off. We're not that far away from finishing off all of the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, b'ezus Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.